put it to the test.
Is it hard to have your confidence level high when you guys really haven't been together as a unit as much in the preseason as you maybe hoped?
No, I mean, you know, it's great, you know, to, you know, have a lot of, you know, positive feedback, people, you know, telling us how good we are. It feels good. I mean, you don't want people just dogging you every day, but we know how quickly that can change, you know. So, you know, the main thing for us is to stay focused. I mean, to have everybody praising you is, you know, great. But, you know, if you go out there and stink it up, then you know what happens then.
Any concerns about continuity with everybody? So many guys out.
Nah, you know, the thing is, we don't have a choice, you know, but to go out with who we got and whoever's in, you know, whoever's coming in from a backup, you know, standpoint, you got to come in and play. I mean, there's no time for us to sit back and think about, hey, who's going to be in or whatnot. This is going to be a great first game. You know, Philadelphia Eagles, you know, everybody knows their history, knows their fans, their crowd, their team, and they got high expectations as well as we do. So they're not going to feel sorry for us if we're piecing guys together, so we got to go out there and perform.
Well, what are the challenges playing against a quarterback you don't have a whole lot?
I mean, it's a different quarterback, but the system is the same. You know, they still got to go out there and run their plays. It doesn't matter, you know, who the quarterback is. Usually, you know, when you have a you worry about a quarterback, it's a guy who can run. So, you know, if it was Michael Vick who was getting, you know, the bulk of the, you know, the reps, then maybe that'd be a little different. But, you know, with a guy like Cobb, he's a pocket quarterback, and they're going to run their scheme. So, for us, that doesn't mean anything.
Personally, you feel just as strong coming into this campaign as you have ever? You're coming off a big year.
Feel good. Feel good. You know, I'm happy to make another team, you know, so feel good, ready to go.
Sweating Saturday or what?
Yeah, man, I got my phone rang early, and I got a little nervous. You know, wasn't sure, you know. This game, you can't take it for granted, you know. And nothing in life is guaranteed, and especially in the NFL. So I'm blessed, happy to make it.
There's got to be always a satisfaction since you're a little kid about, you know, seeing your name on the wall.
Hey, no question, you know. If they put that line through it, then you got problems. So I made another one. I'm happy about that, and ready to go Sunday.
Thanks,
Charles. Yeah. What's the best advice you can give to Sam? You know, maybe thrown into the fire as a rookie. What do you tell him?
Man, just go out there and play ball. I mean, ain't a lot you can tell him. You know, just go out there and play ball. You know, an important thing is going to be for him to, you know, not go out there and you know, just get a mental block. You know, he's going to be playing. You know, he's going to come in as our third corner. So, you know, things are going to be moving fast out there. And he's going to have to, you know, be able to comprehend what's going on out there and know what he's doing. So the important thing is, you know, is really just go out there, be an athlete. That's what he is.
You confident with him in that role?
Absolutely.
With his experience?
Absolutely. You know, from what I've seen of him so far, you know, he's not afraid of going out there and making a play. That's what this game is all about. You know, he's going to make some mistakes, as we all are. But I think his confidence level is very high. Like I say, he's a gifted athlete, so we have every confidence in him.
Team is looking for a punt returner. Are you going to offer
him? Well, I'll get back this week and get some catches. You know, I'm quite sure they won't put me back there, but I just let them know I can still catch it a little bit.
You've been around Draper for a while. I guess what impresses you about him, besides the fact that he's a pretty good football player and all that?
That's it. He's a good football player. I mean, he's been doing it a long time, still doing it at a high level. So, I mean, there's not really much more he can do to impress you. I mean, he does it all. He's done it year after year. And he's going to go down as one of the Packer greats.